Hey, everybody. Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side. Hope you're enjoying our programs. And if you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out one of our other shows, Real Ghost Stories Online. You can download it wherever you download podcasts. Each week, we put out a bonus episode jam-packed with some of the best ghost stories we get in. Here's a 15-minute preview of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Now, some people seek out the paranormal, paranormal investigators, enthusiasts, curious kids trying to discover, is all of this real? And then there's a lot of folks who become, I guess, victims of the paranormal. Those who don't seek it out. But yet it comes to them whether they like it or not. Some are sensitive. Some just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Or the right place at the right time, depending on how you're looking at it. Whatever it may be. Ghosts, spirits, I think we all believe they're out there. It's when and who they come to that always leads to the most interesting parts of the discussion. On today's episode, we have two stories. One, where there's college students at a party house. Big house, once a grand mansion. Many people coming and going, and was considered someone's estate at one point in time. Years passed, it's no longer respected the way it was, but its former owners, now long gone, still there, letting the students know they don't approve. And a woman is followed by her spirits her entire life, and then soon discovers that her children are now being targeted as well. Stories and more here in EPP bonus episode number 397 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Around college campuses, there's often a lot of very interesting housing, especially in some bigger campuses. Of course, you have your fraternities and all that. Those can be very interesting houses. Structurally and historically in themselves. But oftentimes you also have neighborhood houses, in many cases, mansions, large buildings that, have seen technically better days. Now it's a lot of student housing or smaller fraternities get them. And, you know, they kind of make do. They keep them up enough to live in. But with that being said, what do you think the former inhabitants of some of those structures have to say about their once respected, marvelous home now being used for frat parties and people passing out on the stairs, beer being spilled, woodwork being disrespected? I would be pissed off about the woodwork being disrespected if I was the ghost. Anyway, lots of things can happen. And in some of those cases, I don't think the spirits are all that happy. And they still are there. And they want their dissatisfaction to be known. That's kind of what happens in our next story. Take a listen. This story was from about 20 years ago when I was a student living in my first student house. You would not have thought there was anything special about the house. It was on one of the main roads close to the city center, with other businesses and houses nearby and other houses attached on either side. However, inside the house, it was quite run down, crooked, where the walls throughout didn't seem to quite match up to the floors properly. There were lots of dark areas where steps would lead down to different oddly placed rooms where you wouldn't expect them to be. There were five of us friends moving in together, and as you might sometimes expect at that age, we did used to smoke the wacky backy, so I guess some people would put our experiences down to that. However, I didn't experience anything else like this in any other places we stayed while I was a student. And if you've ever smoked wacky backy, you realize it doesn't cause hallucinations. Lots of strange things would happen on a regular basis, strange noises, things we had on the walls randomly blowing as though the wind was moving them, even though there'd be nowhere to have the wind be coming from. One day, I was sitting in the living room alone reading, and we had a little cutout card model of a bus on the TV that flew off a good 5 feet away and landed by my foot. Again, there was no draft or wind to cause it. My friend, sleeping in the downstairs front bedroom, was in bed one night and felt something pulling the edges of his blanket at the bottom end of the bed. Another time he heard the noise of someone's hand rapping on the bedside table next to him. Another time, when my brother and his girlfriend were staying over, I let them sleep in my room, and I slept on the living room sofa. In the morning, I woke up pretty hungover to some sort of air blowing on my face and a voice saying something like, "Ah." It woke me up, and I was quite groggy. I didn't think too much about it. I went to the bathroom, and I went back to lie down on the sofa again. This time, as I went to lay down on the end of the sofa, I could make out a figure. It seemed to be of a man. The way I always describe it is like the predator from the film when it goes invisible. You can just about make out a fuzzy outline. This was definitely the figure of a large man sitting down, though. There were certain areas in the house that had especially bad atmospheres. The hallway upstairs was the worst. It led to two bedrooms on one end and the bathroom on the other, and another bedroom on the other end of that. The halls were long and thin. You go down a few steps to the bathroom. Next to the bathroom was a tiny room where we guessed maybe a servant or someone might have stayed. It was all very creepy, so we all drew straws as to who would stay in it. Then we'd swap around every few months. You'd get a terrible feeling once you were upstairs in the hallway, and you never wanted to be there very long. Me and my other girlfriend, who sometimes have to go together up the stairs if we needed the bathroom at night. When this friend was staying in the big bedroom at the end of the hall, she'd often hear noises from the loft above her and sometimes wake up at around 5 or 6 a.m. to hear someone playing with a latch on her door. There were times when we would all become so scared that one night we slept in the biggest room together in our sleeping bags. I felt a bit silly the next day, of course. When we swapped rooms again, and this time my male friend was staying in the big room upstairs, one night when his girlfriend stayed over, she wanted to get an early night. Went to bed while we all stayed downstairs in the living room. After a while, my friend's phone rang. It was his girlfriend asking if he was upstairs and why he was talking or taking so long outside the room. He said he wasn't upstairs. We'd all been downstairs the whole time. This was a shock to her because she had been hearing noises coming from the hallway right outside the door. And the noises sounded like something being dragged along the hallway. Anyways, so after a year, we moved on to the next place. A few months later, I was hanging out with my brother one day, and we were having a chat about the house. My brother is a pretty no-nonsense type guy who wouldn't make things up and says it like it is. He said one time, when we stayed over at the house and slept on our sofa, he woke up to find five people standing over him and staring at him. He told me he didn't want to tell me when we were living there at the time, so as not to freak me out, which I think was for the best. I did try to look online about the history of the house, but to no avail, unfortunately. However, after I wrote this story, I was talking to my boyfriend, who I didn't know during that time, about it all. We decided to Google map the house for me to show him. To my disbelief, the photo of the house inside the front window and door. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode. If you want to hear the full story and also hear what happens in our next very intriguing haunted house story about spirits following a family their entire lives, generation to generation. It's a good one. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus episodes, all of the advanced episodes, the archive. Everything is there to binge away on. It's only $5 a month. It's all commercial free. Check it out, patreon.com/realghoststories, or go to ghostpodcast.com and sign up there. Support the program, get all access to all of the extras, and enjoy all of the horror. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.